I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool, but while I am coming, another step is down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed, and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed, and walk. Then asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed, and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterward Jesus finding him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come unto thee. The man departed, and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus, and sought to slay him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath day. Let us pray at this time. Every head bowed and eyes closed, we go to the Lord in prayer at this time before the message. Lord, we thank you again for reading the Word of God and reading of the Scripture, Lord, at this time. Now, dear God, we pray now the most important time of the service is the preaching of thy Word. And we pray, God, you fill our pastor with the Holy Spirit, that you give him liberty, give him wisdom as he preaches your Word. Open our hearts, Lord, to receive your Word. Help us be attentive, dear Lord, of every word that has been said. Help us be focused, dear Lord. Help our minds not to wander. And, Lord, give us what you have this morning. We thank you for it all. Fill our pastor with the Spirit of God. We ask in Christ's name we do pray. Amen.
here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you tell me who I am. I am yours. I am yours.
Good job, Beth. Good job. Okay, great. Appreciate that. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. Appreciate all you that ministered to us in singing today, and we appreciate you so much. Really do. And this is the most important part, God's Word, God in heaven, speaking to God's people. You got the people of God here this morning. You have the Holy Spirit of God, and you have the Word of God. So you're in good shape. You're in good hands. God is going to speak to you, I believe, in a wonderful way, if you let Him. John chapter 5 in your Bible. John chapter 5 in your Bible here. All right? And I plan to preach a short sermon, okay? As long as you get you keep your promise, I'll keep my promise, okay? You put your cell phones away, okay? Cut them off, and don't be talking. And I promise you, you'll be out here quickly. Okay, how about that? Did a good deal? Okay, I appreciate that so much, okay? And I want your attention. I really do. God wants your attention. Just a short amount of time, and you're going to be gone before you know it. So please give God your attention. I want to be a help to you. God wants to help you. John chapter 5. John chapter 5. And I want you to notice in verse 15 is our text verse here. The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus which had made him whole in verse 15. I want you to underline it. Put a star by it, if you will, where it says it was Jesus. And that's what we're going to preach on this morning with the help of the Holy Spirit. It was Jesus. Let's bow our heads in prayer if we can, okay? Let's pray, shall we? Ask the Holy Spirit to help you. This is going to be a short time, not a long sermon. Ask God to help you to pay attention. Please, Holy Spirit, help me to be a help to these precious people. It's not me. It's you, Lord. It's not me. I'm just a vessel. I'm just a branch. All as I am, dear Lord, is a piece of clay that you created. Use me. And God, I want them to see you. I want them to understand you. I want to be a blessing to them. Please. Oh, help me to have their attention, Father. They didn't come to waste their time here. They didn't come playing games. Father, they could have been going to any church, but they came here. So, Father, please, I beg you, give them a blessing through your word in Jesus' name. Bind the power of Satan, we pray. Amen. Amen. So, it was Jesus. And that's what they asked him here. And they said, who is he? That healed you. And this was a hurting man. This was a sickly man. This man, all through his life and suffering, and oh, how God blessed him, and he take up thy bed and walk in verse 12, and oh, how God just blessed him and healed him and took up his bed and walked, and God made him whole. And they asked him who it was, and it was Jesus. It was Jesus. When I was thinking about this sermon, I thought about Jesus. Oh, Jesus, all through Genesis to Revelation, it was Jesus, wasn't it? Just like here, they asked him, well, who did this? Who's the one that healed you? He said, it is Jesus. And every one of us, and when they look at us, and we've been blessed. Oh, we've been blessed. May we tell them, come from our mouth, when they ask us, well, who did it? May we say, it was Jesus. It was Jesus. It was Jesus in John chapter 1. It was Jesus in John chapter 1. Isn't that right? And God created it all. Isn't that right? The Bible says in the beginning, God created. That's right. And he created it all, right? John chapter 1 in the Gospels, the Bible says that in the beginning was God, and the Word was with God, and the Word became flesh. Jesus, in John chapter 1, it says that it was Jesus that created it. It was Jesus that created the sun, the star, the moon, and the sky. It was Jesus that created all the animals and all the science that you studied, all of His creation. It was Jesus that made the waters. It was Jesus that made man, made woman, made Adam, made Eve, and your heart, your lungs, your body, your nerves, your skeleton parts, and all that you're able to do in the walk and the talk and the laugh and the smell and the taste. It was Jesus. It was Jesus from Genesis to Revelation. It was Jesus that knocked down the walls of Jericho. It was Jesus that made the sun stand still. By the way, you can read all this that I'm talking about. If you read your Bible, you know what I'm talking about. It was Jesus that fed the children of Israel in the wilderness, the Jews, and rained down food from heaven and gave them water in the rock when they were starving, and delivered them from Egypt and brought them to the promised land. Hey, can I have your attention over here? Is this only a short amount of time? Hey, you would pay attention if you knew it was Jesus. It was Jesus that gave you a pillow to lay your head upon. It was Jesus that gave you an apartment, a house. It was Jesus that gave you a car to drive in. It was Jesus. The very air we're breathing right now is borrowed by God. It is Jesus that keeps my heart pumping. It was Jesus. It is Jesus that keeps me alive. All He got to do is snatch my soul away and I'll be gone. I'll drop dead. All He got to do is snatch my spirit. Wake up! Wake up! Hey, wake him up! We didn't bring him here and he fall asleep. Help him up back there, brother. Touch his back right there. Right in the back pew. Right there. Hurry, brother. There you go. Oh, that's right. That's right, friend. That's right. Hey, it was Jesus. It is Jesus that brought you here. It is Jesus that's telling me to help you to stay, to pay attention. I want you to get it. It is Jesus that loves you. It is Jesus that died for you. It is Jesus that rose from the dead. It is Jesus that is the one that keeps you alive. It was Jesus that shut the mouth of the lion in Daniel's den. It was Jesus that walked in the fiery furnace. It is Jesus, the lily of the valley. It is Jesus, the rose of Sharon. Don't look over there. Look up here. It is in Jesus. The Lord is my shepherd. It is Jesus, the God of all God, the God of all creation. It is Jesus. He's everything we need, the great I am. It is Jesus. Who is it? Who was it? It is Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Now about us, it's about Jesus. It's Jesus that made the nation great, the nation of Israel, and made that nation great and brought them down. It is Jesus that used Nebuchadnezzar to whip his people and bring them to Babylon captivity that they may learn their lesson. It was Jesus that blessed them with milk and honey and great houses. It was Jesus that took their houses away where they got so hungry that they ate their own babies. It was Jesus. It was Jesus, my friend, that raised up kings and brought down kings. It was Jesus that brought nations and up and raised nations up and brought nations down. Oh, Pharaoh said, well, who is he? Who is the Lord? Oh, when Jesus is finished with you, Pharaoh, you're going to find out who's the Lord. It was Jesus that killed your firstborn son, Pharaoh. It was Jesus that brought darkness upon the land of Egypt, Pharaoh. It was Jesus that brought all these frogs on the land, Pharaoh. It was Jesus that divided the Red Sea, Pharaoh. It was Jesus that caused his people to walk on dry ground and rescued his people. Somebody say amen. It was Jesus that raised the dead and healed the blind. It was Jesus that cast out the demons. It was Jesus that made the devil tremble and say, what must I do? Help me. Lord, please, torment me not. Somebody say amen. It was Jesus, my friend, that helped that man that was chained by the devil in chains and lived in the casket and lived in the graveyard, cutting himself, screaming and yelling. And it was Jesus that delivered that man, that put him in the right mind, that was naked, living in the graveyard, naked. That was somebody's son. That was somebody's son. Maybe somebody's daddy. Naked and screaming and cutting himself. And Jesus delivered him, and Jesus saved him, put him in the right mind. It was Jesus there that tamed that man when no man can tame him. It was Jesus. It was Jesus that saved this preacher. It was Jesus that went to Pinnacle Heights in New Britain, Connecticut, a poor project boy on my way to hell, had no hope, they said, and no chance of anything happening. It was Jesus that helped me, the only out of six boys and two girls to graduate from high school. It was Jesus that helped me out of six boys and two girls to graduate from high school and go to college, and go to college out of six boys and two girls, and the only one to go to the college. It was Jesus that said, "I'll make it possible where you don't have to be alcoholics like your parents." It was Jesus that rescued me from hell, helping me to have a godly Christian wife and have a Christian home. And it was Jesus that did this. It was Jesus that allowed me to pastor this church. It was Jesus that made me what I am today. It is Jesus that provided for me all these years. And by the way, it's because of Jesus you are what you are in this room today. Thank God it's because of Jesus you're not in jail. It's because of Jesus you're not in prison. It's because of Jesus you haven't been shot and killed. It's because of Jesus you haven't killed somebody. It's because of you ain't better than anybody. You ain't better than nobody. It's because of Jesus Christ. If you got a godly Christian husband, a godly Christian wife, if you got some godly Christian kids, it's not because of you. It's because of Jesus. If you're able to sing a special song and sing a song, or sing a singing group, or sing in the choir, it's because of Jesus. If you're able to usher, if you're able to work on that bus route, drive that bus, if you're able to get somebody saved, it's because of Jesus that we have a place, a building to meet in, air conditioned, utilities paid, mortgage bills paid, a good night. You say it's my time, it's God's time. You wouldn't have that job if it wasn't for you. You wouldn't have that money if it wasn't for God. You wouldn't have that. You wouldn't have that job if it wasn't for God. You wouldn't have that job. Let's address it. If it wasn't for God, you have the help to have that job. You have help to work. No, you wouldn't either. You could be in the ICU. You could be a hospital. You could be paralyzed. It's because of Jesus Christ, my friend. It's because of God we stand here today in this building today, in the vans, in the bus, and everything we go through is because of Jesus. It was Jesus that destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. It was Jesus that destroyed them for their wickedness. Because of the wickedness. It was Jesus that sent that flood. It was Jesus that performed every miracle in the Bible. I want you to turn to John chapter 20 very quickly, if you can. Turn to John. You say, "Preacher, why are you going so quickly? And why are you going so fast? Why are you talking so quickly? Why talk so fast? I'm so excited about what Jesus has done." John chapter 21. And I'm trying to get you out of good. I'm trying to say so much, get you out of good time too. It's because of Jesus in John chapter 21. John chapter 21. This is because of Jesus. It's because of Jesus. Look what the Bible says here. And in verse 25. "And there are also many other things which Jesus did." Look at verse 25. "The which, if they should be written, everyone, I suppose, that even the world itself could not" what? Contain the what? The books that should be what? Do you imagine almost 2,000 years ago, Christ did so much that all the books in the world could not even hold of all that he did? It was Jesus? There's things he did we don't even know about. 2,000 years more! Look at all that you see in this life. Look at this modern day that we live in. Look at it. God gave the man. Look what Jesus has given man the ability to do. Look at the skyscrapers. Look at the jets. Look at the military. Look at all the weaponry. Look at all that you can think of, the nuclear power enough to blow the whole earth up. Look at with the education. Look at your cell phone. Look at the smartphones. Look at your iPads. Look at the computers. Man, I'm telling you, the brain that God has given man, it's not even, we're not touching the hem of the garment. All that God did, he's so great, he's so big, he's so mighty. It's all because of Jesus. He did it. You think, hey, listen, you think you read your Bible and good night, Jonah was swallowed up in a well, and then you read about these miracles that God did. That's not half, that's not nowhere near what God did. Count your blessings and name them one by one. Look at the miracles God did in your life. You're a miracle. You're a miracle here today. for you to even show up here. The demons of hell wants to stop you. The devil wants to stop you. For you to come to church, the devil has blinded people. You're a miracle yourself of just being here. It's Jesus that brought you out here. It was Jesus that gave his enemies a feast. We got to hurry, friends. John chapter 5. And there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Look at verse 16. And therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to persecute Jesus and sought to what? Slay him. They put him on a cross. It was Jesus that gave him a feast in verse 1. The atheists, the agnostics, the wicked people last night doing all kind of wicked things. By the way, some in this room. He said you real good. It was Jesus that's graceful. It's Jesus giving you that steak. It's Jesus that giving you that chicken. It's Jesus that giving you them pies. It's Jesus that helped you munch on that sandwich. It's Jesus that gave you that McDonald's. It's Jesus that gave you that Burger King. Go ahead, live wickedly. Go ahead. Don't live for God. Go ahead. But God's saying, I'm so good. I'm so gracious. I don't want you to go to hell. I died for you. I rose from the dead for you. I came in this life to love you. Hey, it was Jesus that gave you that peace. It was Jesus that gave you that stove. It was Jesus that gave you that refrigerator. It was Jesus that fed his backsliding apostles too. And gave them fish to eat. After they forsook him, isn't that right? Thank God for food on your table and quit acting like a stinking pig. You ain't a pig. Pigs don't pray before they eat. Stop acting like a pig. Some of you are going to choke off that food. Thank God for the food. Praise Him for the food. And say, Jesus, speak of you. I wish you knew my brother Mike before he is now. My kids know my brother Mike. They know, they remember his past. They remember his past. I said, my brother Mike, I said, you better thank God for that food years ago. He said, what are you talking about? I worked for this food. I'm the one that got. I said, God gave you that. You wouldn't be able to work. He said, no, I worked. But now he's saved. He's saying, God gave me. God's given me this food. And he thanks God. He prays God. And he tithes. He gives. Somebody shout and save him. He realized it was Jesus now. Somebody save him. I was up in Connecticut, and I was preaching. I was using my brother Mike as an illustration. And I said, my brother Mike is here. I'll tell you the way he was. And what he told me, he said in front of everybody, he said, I ain't that way right now. Amen. Stop me about preaching. He said, that's before. Amen. That's Mike. Amen. He realized it was Jesus. Isn't that right? Amen. It was Jesus. It was Jesus. If you just think about how good God's been to you. If you just think about how wonderful God said, bless those that persecute you. Do good to them that despisefully use you. Oh, that we may be like God. Isn't that right? Amen. Oh, it was Jesus, my friend. Oh, may you love Him. May you thank Him. May you serve Him. May you realize how great and wonderful He is. And I told you I got to keep it short. So I want you to notice what the Bible says here. Look what the Bible says here. And I want you, there's so much here. I might just pick up tonight or just forget about the sermon, preach another one tonight, but I gotta cut it. I'm gonna cut it, friend. I sure am. I am gonna close with this. Look what it says here. Look what it says here, friend. And I want you to look at here. And verse 16, and therefore did the Jews persecute Jesus and sought to slay him because he had done these things. Because he had done these things. And I'll close and say this, my friend. God did a great thing. He did many things. This world's going to hate him. We need to love him. We need to serve him. Hey, son, look up here. Look up here, son. Look up here. For poor children. Poor kids. Pastor cares and loves you. Some of your attention is so short. So short. But get this, if you don't get nothing out of the message, it's all because of Jesus, friend. If you ever amount to anything, there's places that God wants to take you, the things that the Lord wants to do, and I want you to look back and say it was Jesus. And give Him all the glory, give Him all the praise. Friends, would you look up here? I'm about to close. Look up here, please. Look up here. This is what he said. He said, you're forgiven, he told this man. He said, you're forgiven. He said, but sin no more, lest a worse thing happen to you. Friend, they only get worse. As good as God is, when people reject God, and they despise His goodness, they just get worse. And you read this chapter, Jesus said, a worse thing come upon you. Now listen, friend. Hey, listen. I don't want it to get worse. I want to get better. We had enough unnecessary hell type of bad things happen in our life. Man, let's get the good things of the blessings of God. And when something bad happens, let's look like God watch and turn it to a blessing. Let's bow our heads in prayer. It's because of Jesus, isn't it right, friend? There's a lot of things I could have said, but I tell you, I'm going to keep it short. I'll keep my word, okay? I'll keep my word. Now, you may not have kept your word looking at your phone, but I kept my word. I keep my word. Amen. I keep my word. Isn't that right? Oh, I don't want nobody to go to hell, friend. The Lord loves you. I don't want nobody. I want you going to heaven, okay? I want you going to heaven, okay? Heads are bowed, eyes are closed, please, if you can. Thank you. Heads are bowed. How many of you know you're going to heaven? Just piano players coming. How many of you know you're going?